This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Western Slope farmers are still assessing damage from early April frost. Here's Steve Ella of Ella Family Farms near Hodgkins.
We had plums in full bloom and we got down to 19 degrees. Amazingly, I can still find a few live ones out there, but I'm sure that crop has been pretty heavily impacted. I know apricots were pretty heavily impacted.
Ella says it's likely cherries were also damaged, but apples, pears, and the famous Western Slope peaches appear to be okay. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo in Colorado Springs is mourning the loss of its longest-living resident. KRCC's Kendra Carr has more.
Western lowland gorilla Roxy was born at the zoo in 1976. Zoo officials say she helped support a cohesive troop as the cool aunt by playing and helping teach social boundaries with the younger apes. Roxy was humanely euthanized, according to the zoo, due to age-related decline. Those looking to honor Roxy and further support her troop can recycle small electronics at the zoo. Production of the devices helps lead to natural habitat loss for gorillas in the wild. Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
A Denver chef has her TV show premiere today. Chef Ellis Wiggins, who runs Cattivella, an Italian restaurant in the Central Park neighborhood, launches Cattivella Kitchen with Chef Ellis Wiggins, now streaming on all platforms. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 7:06.